Ron shared something last week. He had a prophetic word and said there was trials and tribulation coming upon us. We had 2 months to get ready. And then Sunday, Pastor Phil mentioned that one of the ways to avoid this or to help us through this was to draw closer to God. Well, Isaiah 55, beginning at verse 6, says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Then in Matthew 6, Jesus is talking about anxiety and worry, and not to be worried about what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear, what we're going to dress, or so on and so forth. And then he says, "Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, and your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore take no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow will take thought of things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." And one of the things that came to me is that our minds are like a radio receptor. Now, I don't know how many hundreds of stations are out here, but if you tune just right, like say to 850, you can get KOA. It's got a pretty good broadcasting thing. But they're right here, but you can't see them. Same thing with the TV. You can turn your TV on, and the pictures are here, but you can't see them. Now, how do you stop worry? How do you stop anxiety? How do you stop these thoughts from coming into your mind? Our minds are like a radio receptor, and we pick up thoughts from God. That's how he talks to us. We pick up thoughts from Satan, and we pick up our own thoughts. But they don't become ours until it says here, "Therefore, take no thought saying." Saying. When you say what's in your mind, you are agreeing with it. And once you begin to agree with it, then it becomes a part of you. So when you have a negative thought, you say, "That's not from me." Whether it's a sexual thought from a man, he sees a girl in the with a yellow dress in the sun, and he says, "Whoa, you know, that's not my thought." I see it, but it's not my thought, and I refuse to accept it. Or you can sit there and agree with it, and pretty soon you're imagining all kinds of things. And Jesus said, if you imagine it, you've done it. So take no thought saying. Then he says, seek first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Now, Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, "But without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him." Now, we need to seek the Lord if we don't want to get caught, if we want to know him better. Now, how do you seek the Lord? Well, the word seek in Hebrew and in Greek both mean a well-beaten path. You're all farmers of one kind or another. I mean, we live in a farm community. You have seen what we call the cow path out in the pasture where the cow will come in to the barnyard to eat and drink and get milk and so on. And that thing is as hard as cement, concrete. And that's what that word seek means. Beat that path until it is hard. Really get to know God on a personal basis. You see, the more you know him, then the more you love him. And when that happens, then when those thoughts come into your mind, you'll be able to recognize which one is from you, which one is from God, and which one is from Satan. And I found out that the most weirdest ones are from God, because I would never think of some of those things, but that's what he wants us to do. You know, call so-and-so. Well, why do I want to call them? You know, but you never know who you're going to reach by doing that. So, seek the Lord while he may be found. Now, I gave this illustration. We want God to know our voice. There's a story about an old man named Jake, Wyoming cow rancher, and he took his old pickup out into the to check on his cows one night, and it was a snowy, snowy night, and it got worse and worse, and he went back and his truck wouldn't start. His pickup wouldn't start. So he asked the Lord to start his pickup, and it got colder and colder, and pretty soon it was about 30, 40 below zero. And the next thing he knew, he was standing before the Lord. And he said, "Lord, why didn't you help me?" And the Lord said, "I'm really sorry, Jake, but I just didn't recognize your voice. I thought it was somebody else, and I started a pickup in Montana." Don't let the Lord start the pickup in Montana when you're in Wyoming. Get to know Him so He'll know you. Amen.